I have no
we
idea.
We said something a minute ago, and it was kind of funny, and I thought that should be the intro. But I forget what we said.
You said you guys are both simultaneously
after that.
Oh.
After that. Something about the black lady with the carpet cleaner.
Before that.
No, because that wasn't that funny.
I don't fucking know.
I hate when a jacket is touching me.
It's your jacket.
Oh. Still, I hate when a jacket is touching me. Do you ever have a jacket on the back of a chair and then you sit, it's someone else's jacket, but you sit on the chair and then your back is touching their jacket? Is that the worst?
Yeah, no. It's pretty bad.
What? How is it bad?
I don't know, because it's not yours. It's uncomfortable. It's unfamiliar.
Oh. Yeah, you're like you're using someone else's jacket as like a
back
scratcher.
Like if it's your own jacket, it feels familiar. That could be an intro. And 5, 4, 3.
Live to card. It's Puke and the Gang episode 307.
Nobody understands what that means. Live to card?
Yeah.
And
live to...
to a greeting card.
SD,
one of those talking
SD,
greeting cards. Yeah. You open it up and you hear this entire episode.
Right.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
A podcast card?
It's just pictures of our buttholes.
Welcome
I don't know.
Why would it be
think,
that?
I'm trying to think of an awful greeting card.
Welcome to pod card number 307.
Oh yeah, we have to mail it out. Everyone who's a subscriber gets a card. And I wonder how much you could fit on one of those cards.
Ooh.
Probably not enough for a whole podcast.
I bet you could. I'm starting a business.
I think from now on we're going to call the pod card.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
we could sell pod cards. Like we could just record little short clips of us saying something about somebody.
Like
to
promos.
Them.
Why are we calling it pod card? It should be card cast.
Pod card sounds better.
I think, yeah. Because
right,
it's
but
kind
it
of like
any
podcast,
sense.
But it's more like, I don't know. What the fuck does podcast mean?
It's a cast on your iPod.
Oh.
Originally.
Card pod.
Really? You never knew that? That's where that came from?
I mean, I knew, but
yeah,
I forgot.
It was like broadcast, iPod, yeah. Fucking Apple. They always get the all the names of things.
They just put I in front of things.
Yeah, exactly. Nick is having an emergency with his Chinese headphone.
It bent. It's like broken. Oh, well.
I thought that's what you did with all the headphones was bend them.
So, listeners, we have huge news. The biggest news ever revealed on the show. But before we reveal it, let's get into the emails.
Okay.
let's see. All right. So we have some long, some short. Let's see here.
Timer.
Oh, fuck. I don't.
Got it.
Okay. Next guy. Yeah. One of the emails gives away the news.
And save that one for later.
Okay. Save it for later. Nathan V. writes in, Nick, I am considering the purchase of a two-family occupancy house. I want to rent the basement
Nick's shaking
out.
His head no and raising his eyebrows real high.
It is a completely separate unit with full bath, kitchen, and entrance. You have spoken over the years of your tenant, D&K. I would like to hear your thoughts on slumlording.
Well, you'll never find another tenant like D&K.
What is that supposed to mean?
You'll never find someone who's so vigilant at keeping costs down and who cares so much about keeping the heat bill low and the electric bill and keeping the house at the most optimum temperature without spending any money. And you'll never find a tenant who spends more time inside their room.
I mean, you could find a super depressed person that would stay inside a lot more.
There's the possibility someone else exists like that. Yes.
Unfortunately, the listener... He is comparing apples to papples when he writes it.
Podcard.
Podcards to podcasts.
Right.
Card pods.
Poringes to loranges. When he writes about that, because renting a room in your house is way different than renting a second family apartment. Now, we recently had guest Chris on.
Yep.
Maybe you should go back to that episode and listen to Chris's adventures in renting his half of his house.
It's from August.
And he said that it's actually gone well for him.
Ooh.
But I think that's a rare scenario.
It could be a rare scenario. It really depends what type of person you are. If you're, you make money on it, but the money's not free. The money comes at a cost of what's called work. and sometimes stress and anxiety.
Well, where does this listener live? Do we know?
No.
Oh.
Right?
No, he doesn't say.
Yeah, the downside to renting and being a landlord / slumlord is most laws are in the tenant's favor. So tenants can, like, stop paying rent in September, right?
And really?
You can't kick them out in the middle of winter because that's cruel and unusual. They could die in the streets.
Yeah.
Right? So it could be like 7 months before you can even evict someone, but you got to pay the court fees to do it too.
And in the meantime, you're in an argument with this person and they're destroying your house.
And they live in your house using the wall as a urination station.
What's this listener's name?
Nathan V.
Nathan V, you are the second choice for getting random gifts from Joe.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, we're never shipping that, right?
I don't know.
I'll fucking ship it.
They can come here and pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to pick up your golf club?
Next time you're in Keene. Last week. swing by the house. Yeah, you were talking about work. Like, D&K wasn't all fucking sunshine, was he? Because I remember him always, like, bitching at you to constantly keep the...
Oh, yeah,
driveway clear of snow.
As soon as it snowed, you'd be at work, and he'd be demanding you shovel.
It's in the contract.
So that he could do nothing.
Snow removal is in the thing. He actually got better about that as the years went on, and I cared less and less about doing it.
Oh.
Because, sure, it is in the contract, but there's nothing in the contract that says when I have to remove the snow.
See, when I live with you guys...
Just that I pay for it.
He used to go out and shovel.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was the one who shoveled.
Well, you know... It is a good workout when you're done. Your back is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's true. Broken.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Buke's back.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you and your spine.
Yeah, I just shovel snow back and forth. I don't even shovel it off the driveway anymore. I just do it as a workout.
Oh, yeah.
He just stands in the yard, flinging it above his head, and then goes to that pile, flings it back.
That's what you should open up a CrossFit gym in the winter that just does that. Instead of
beating your driveway.
Yeah, instead of beating a tire, you just go clear people's driveways. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
my driveway is like that. My landlord pays for the snow to be cleared, but the fucking dude never shows up till like 10 o'clock in the morning. And like, I've been at work for 4 hours practically.
Well, that's the downside of paying someone to do it. You got to go by their schedule.
Yeah. So, well, if I wasn't paying someone to do it, the landlord.
Right. Still.
So if I was paying someone to do it, I'd be like, bitch, you better be here before 8 o'clock. Nick's just staring at
fascinating
me.
Fascinating story. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, there wasn't
I don't know how to answer
to
the listener's question because it's all based on obviously some people do it and they make money. So,
well, how shitty is the house to begin with?
Right.
So, how much worse could it really get? Secondly, how high are your property taxes? What are your expenses?
Yeah, he says he wants to rent out the basement, which is sounds okay. I don't know. I guess it depends on if you're willing to. You know, have somebody below you that might make noise or something, and you have to deal with them being in your driveway.
Or is it a situation like all those porn movies from PropertySex.com, right? Where it's like,
yes,
I can't pay my rent. And then she ends up blowing the guy, and he's like, all right, pay me rent anyway.
Yeah. That wasn't in the contract. That was just – that was – Michael Mooring it. No. What's that senator's name that's in trouble? For
Anthony Weiner?
Nah, there's some senator in Alabama named Moore.
Oh, Roy Moore. Ray Moore?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
News quiz. No.
Johannes writes in a lot of things.
Oh, dear. Should I go downstairs for a while?
Downstairs of what? I don't know. Where am I? A single-story house. But
what? No one knows that.
Well... We haven't gotten to the news yet, so it's very confusing. Now that I have my driver's license, I'm looking for a cheap, used first car.
Okay, Johannes is in Estonia, by the way.
The reason it has to be cheap, below $10,000, is that I've been spending my money on Puke in the Gang and other podcast. So, thank you.
Other podcast?
Yeah. What the fuck? How dare you? He says, I don't know anything about what you call driving dynamics, but I have listened enough of you... I guess you can be considered my car guru or kuru, if you will.
Wait, we're all his car guru?
Nah, this is addressed to you, Andrew.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Let's see here. He's listened enough to Andrew to want a fun car and think it should be small and rear-wheel drive. At the same time, it has to fit a small assortment of musical instruments in its cargo space and preferably provide at least some means to seat four people.
Oh, fuck.
That's not going to be that small.
Well, I mean, musical instruments vary in size. You could have like a stand-up bass or you could have a violin.
Is it a piccolo flute?
Yeah, it's a flute or a drum set.
Yeah. Or a cello. Cellos are large.
Or a grand piano.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, cello. That's what I was thinking of when I said stand-up bass instead.
Oh, yeah. It's basically the same thing. Let's see here. I have a parking space for about half a car.
What?
So, yes, it would have to pull double duty as a fawn car and somewhat daily driver, although it's more like weekly since he mostly telecommutes. I'm willing to forego heated seats and lane keep assist, but it would be nice to have speakers of some sort. Well, what? He's in luck. I think speakers of some sort come in most cars.
Okay. Is that it?
No. It's the end of that paragraph.
Okay.
That's the end of that paragraph?
Yeah. Okay.
Should I address that, or should we keep going with the email?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, does he get more stipulations about the car in the next paragraph? If so...
He has some considerations.
Okay, so read the rest.
All this has led me to consider the BMW 1 Series hatchbacks.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest, because he's in Europe and he can get that.
Since they weigh about 3,000 pounds, are rear-wheel drive and reasonably practical. Don't look like ass and have received some praise for their handling.
Mm-hmm.
For now, I'm going with a smaller engine, probably diesel, that has somewhere between 140 and 160 base horsepower.
Yeah, that's fine. Power doesn't matter.
I'm looking for one that's particularly cheap, about $5,300, and old, 13 years, high mileage, 182,000 miles.
So I don't know what the old 1 Series are like. I don't know much about them at all.
Yeah.
If they even exist, honestly. I think you're making a car up.
Right here, he says its production date means it doesn't have to have an expensive timing chain issue because it was introduced in 07.
That's not 13 years. Oh, the timing chain was introduced in 07?
Yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't worry too much about that. That's just one possible expensive repair out of potentially many. That's just one that may be on one vehicle versus another of a different year. I wouldn't put too much in that. There's a million of these things out there. There's a million of these power plants out there. And, yeah, I think this is a good car to get. I would even say go back a little further and get like a late 90s 3 Series. It's going to be more car. You can get the 2-door or the 4-door. And you can probably get a nicer example. The problem with going for something like this BMW 120.
It's an 04.
Right. So going with this BMW 120, this might be, and I could be wrong because this car doesn't exist in the U.S.
Yeah, I've never seen this before, so it's weird.
This car might be at, like, you know, the cheaper of the 120s that are out there. I would say, you know, if you found a bunch of 120s and this one's $5,000 versus others that are $7,000 or $8,000, I would say the $7,000 or $8,000 is a much better spent amount of money than the cheaper example.
Yeah, so... This one's 4,000 euros.
My philosophy is don't get the cheapest example of a certain kind of car that you want because you're getting the worst version of that car. Like, not the worst version from the factory. I mean the worst kept, the worst reliability, the owner who hasn't maintained it or repaired it, where if you took that same amount of money and applied it to a car that was, you know, 6 years older, you're going to get an older car. It might not have some bells and whistles that the newer car has, but it's going to be a nicer example of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't get the cheapest. Get one above that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I know.
That's Nick's philosophy.
Right. So also, this is the cheapest BMW. Do you want the cheapest BMW? No. You want one above it, the 3 Series. And the 3 Series, even from the 90s, and it's the E36 chassis, it looks way the hell better than this car. It's going to have better dynamics than this car. It's going to be a little more powerful, probably, and it's just a better car all around. Way more of them were made, and parts are plentiful. So even if you break something, that's just see it as an opportunity to upgrade it. So like, oh, my shocks are worn out. Okay, now you can get some sporty performance shocks that aren't too aggressive for the street for the same price as replacing the factory shocks. Your brakes wore out. Now you can upgrade your brakes. You can go to your local autocross. They have that in Europe.
Do they?
Of course.
You can upgrade your brakes?
No, yes. I meant autocross.
They just say, here's some brakes, and I go, okay.
Yeah, and you go, okay, here's $1,000.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
So
how would I upgrade them? Say, don't give me the cheapest. Give me one above that.
Kind of.
Different compound.
Jesus.
Or you could just get a whole new, like, You could spend $3,000 for bigger calipers, for bigger rotors, and all that. But you don't need to go that far, especially on a daily driver.
That would be silly on your Impreza.
Yeah, on your Impreza.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. So the link, he sent us a link, and we were just looking at the actual car. The information is in metric, and there's a description in both Estonian and Russian.
Sweet.
So if you'd like to read that. Of course, I would have it pre-purchase inspected if I decided to jump on it. But off the top of your head, what do you think are the chances that this car could be kept running for another 3 years and 36,000 miles without spending another $5,300 on it? Am I making a huge mistake, or should he instead be looking at a Mercedes CLK?
Don't look at the CLK. That's garbage.
Since we got this email a couple weeks ago, he's probably already bought it.
No, maybe not. So here's the thing. When you're looking at cars, don't just buy the first one you look at. You should really look at several cars. You know, drive. Yeah, yeah. You know,
try them out.
If you've seen this one series that you like, you drive it, you go, ooh, I like this. Well, go drive another one. Go drive one that costs $1,000 more, because it might be worth $1,000 more, because it might be in that much better condition.
You might end up like me, just buying a newer or test driving a newer Nissan Frontier versus my Ranger and being like, this is the most amazing, wonderful car I've ever driven.
So, yeah, I think I don't think you're going to spend 5,300 euro or dollar or whatever on repairs for this car in the course of 3 years. However, I still think it applies that you might have a car that you like more. So this is my philosophy for people buying cars on a budget. If somebody has $5,000 in the U.S. to buy a car, sure, maybe they can get like an 06 or 07 Honda Fit, but that was the cheapest car that Honda made at the time.
Yep.
It's not really going to hold up well. Like, it's a good car for its market segment.
But the components are cheap.
Right. It was all built to a budget, yeah, as opposed to the Honda Accord. An 06 Honda Accord 10 years later is usually going to hold up much, much, much better, because it was that much more of an expensive car when built. It was built to a higher standard of quality, not to a budget. So if you're in the market for a cheap car and you can afford an 06 or 07 Honda Fit, and you go, okay, the mileage isn't too bad, it's like 80,000 miles and it's a fairly new car. No. Get the older car. Maybe it has the same amount of miles, but get the older car owned by an old lady who took it to the dealership for every single service, like young Nick. You know, get the nicer car, even if it's older. That's my argument for the older 3 Series versus the 1 Series. And get the E36 chassis 3 Series. It's much better than the E46. It looks better, and the styling didn't get dated so easily.
He continues, the other question is, now that I will be one additional shitty driver on the road right in front of you, stalling on the green light and going 15 under, what should I do to get better, and are there any tips to avoid pissing off other drivers in the short term? Kind regards, Johannes.
Yeah, I mean, just go to a parking lot or like a neighborhood with, you know, maybe some hills and
practice
working the clutch and get a feel for the clutch. But that you'll get over, and that's really just going to improve with regular driving. However, if you want to learn how to handle your car and like be a safe driver, spend a couple $100 or whatever it costs for a performance driving class. Like our autocross club, we do a school twice a year. It's only $40, and it teaches you how to autocross, but you get a good amount of seat time, and you get to learn the limits of your car.
Yeah, you get to learn like how to start braking hard and what that, you know, what the car can really do.
Right, and the idea is to push the car to its limits and get it kind of out of control. But there's more advanced schools that really push the car even further, or you drive their cars, and you can spend big bucks on these. And the more you spend, the more you're going to get. But go and take one of these performance driving schools or these skid schools, they're called sometimes. But there's a lot of them out there, and I'm sure they exist everywhere.
Even in Estonia, possibly.
Yeah.
So, good luck, Johannes.
But, I mean, as far as the 120 goes, I think it's an all right choice, and I don't think it's going to give them any problems any more so than any other vehicle. However, again, it's the cheapest car BMW has ever built under their brand, and it's 10 years old, and somebody who buys a cheap BMW probably isn't going to take that great a care of it. Now, yeah, there's exceptions possibly to that rule, but that older 3 Series, it was a higher priced car, it's more car. You're getting more car for your money, even though it's older. Don't focus so much on the year.
Yeah.
Seriously.
This one does look like it's in pretty good shape in the photos. But,
maybe.
I mean, that doesn't really...
I don't know. It's a BMW. It's going to look nice. But...
Well, I mean, somebody didn't... Like, it's not full of dents or rust.
Right, right. But
the
for
photos,
the same price, you know, it's not rear-wheel drive, but I would think for the same price, you'd be better off with a Volkswagen GTI, as much as I don't particularly like Volkswagen. And it's front-wheel drive, but I don't know. It's a BMW. You pay BMW price. It has BMW depreciation, BMW reliability, which isn't good. But you get inside, and it feels like a Chevrolet. That's the problem I have with this car.
Yeah, the inside of it didn't look all that great.
No, it's cheap materials. It's built to a budget. It's their budget vehicle. It really isn't a BMW. That's why this car isn't sold in the U.S., because this would be sold as a premium car, and nobody would pay premium prices for this little tiny car.
Yep.
In the U.S.
Fred Dagg's second cousin writes in, I just wanted to know if Nick was still going to get the PCL up on Patreon so subscribers could listen to the PCL through a podcast app.
No.
What? I'm confused.
I assume he's an user, an iPhone. Because iPhone people apparently can't use podcast apps.
Some of them can. Go get whatever one Nicole got.
I use Dog Catcher. I mean, there's got to be a fucking app out there that allows
there
the password protected feeds.
Yes, there is.
But everybody's like, fucking tailor all your podcast apps to me. Or all your podcast. Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying. Like, we can't make a feed for everybody's fucking style of phone.
You're
and
so mad, Puke.
Yeah.
I know. Why is he so
mad?
We
don't know how to put it on Patreon. There are email the show if you want the special iOS feed that sometimes works, but there is a podcast app on iPhone.
Technically, he did email the show, so respond to him.
Then I did. Oh, right.
No. This
is this
email
recent?
We're reading. Yeah, it came in like today.
Oh. Copy and paste my response to the last guy that asks it as to send it back. All right, I don't know.
Okay, we don't do it right now. Just make a note to do it.
Yeah, whatever. I forgot already. Ian Freeman writes in.
Oh, no.
I am very disappointed that you two haters are leaving the Shire. I guess I'll have to get the age of consent eliminated without your help, a la Akbar, manipulatively yours, Ian. What's he referring to there?
I don't know.
Nick, explain.
Ow. So we're in...
Ow.
I stabbed myself with a thing. 2 days ago, we got here to Pittsburgh, and we are staying in the Courtyard by Marriott for a cheap amount of money.
Not that Marriott, the other Marriott.
Right. And why are we here? Because Andrew and Puke, the next day, so we got in at 3:30 a.m., and I slept. And I woke up. I don't know what you guys did.
Oh, yeah?
But I slept.
Good job.
And then we woke up, and Andrew and Puke went down to this house. Met an old swindler. He said, "Shine these papers, boys. Want me to suck your... and then Andrew and Puke said, "Sure. I'm going to sign some papers, and I'm going to give you a check for what is called a lease on a house in Pittsburgh."
Mm.
So the rebuttal?
The PCL listeners already know about this. We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
So if you want to learn more about this.
If you want many details on the pre-move, well, there's still pre-move, but if you want many details, go on over to pukeinthegang.com/VIP, sign up for the PCL, and download the last couple shows.
Yeah. But
you'll hear all about it.
Long story short, the reason we've been doing shows at Puke's house lately is because mine is almost no longer mine. Mine house, that is.
Mine house.
I put it up for sale, and it almost sold. I mean, it didn't almost sell. It is almost sold.
Right. It's almost done being sold.
It's almost done being sold. Being sold takes like a month and a half.
I know. What a pain. You should be able to walk into a place and be like, sure.
Honestly, yeah, it's been fairly fucking easy.
Here's $100.
Here's a wad of $100 bills.
Right.
Give me your house.
Well, I feel like if you had cash for your house, it'd be a lot quicker.
You should have sold it in bits of coins.
Yeah. Well, it depends on when they paid. If they paid 2 days ago, I'd be fucked.
Oh, right. Well, you'd have to price it in like 50 bitcoins. How much would that be?
I don't know.
That'd be like $180 billion.
Yeah,
give or take a few billion.
Okay, so what do you guys think of the hotel?
It's a nice hotel.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine.
It's an upper-class business hotel.
Yeah, we're sitting in... Andrew and I have this room that has the desk and the table that I didn't know existed, and then Andrew pulled it out from underneath the other desk.
Whoa.
And I was like, goodness, how many desks do we need? And I'm sitting on a couch that has a pull-out bed, so there's three beds in this room.
Right. I got my own room so that I can mess up stuff on my own.
Yeah.
My shower doesn't even have a door. You walk in, and there's a pane of glass, but it doesn't slide. It's not like a slide.
Yeah, it's,
you just walk around a corner, and then you're in the
Yeah, it's fancy.
Wait, have you seen it?
No, but I've seen showers like that.
Oh, yeah.
When we went to that place with the crazy rooms, one of the showers was like that.
Oh, the hotel.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Anyway, I've been in a hotel somewhere that had the fucking no door.
I think it was in Vegas.
So I had a little incident this morning because you guys were driving down in the city and getting picked up and then coming back, right? So,
yeah, I started dating some girl from Pittsburgh.
Oh! Ooh.
And that's why he's moving.
No, fuck.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
It is. Guaranteed. Confirmed.
I decided to move before that.
Yeah, right.
I fucking hate it.
That's why you were looking. That's why you're looking for ladies in Pittsburgh.
Anyway, Puke had to come pick me up, and disaster struck Nick.
Right. So I was done running and done showering, and I was doing my getting dressed thing, and I was like, should I put on some eyeliner? So I got out my eyeliner. It's liquid.
Okay.
And I was like, what the heck? How? And I'm standing in front of the mirror that's in the room, and it's not in the bathroom part. It's because I want to get closer to my own face.
Because
in the bathroom, you have to lean over the counter.
Right, yeah,
it's hard. So I went to the mirror that's in the room, and I'm standing real close to it, and I'm going, I can't get it open. Like,
yeah, we've all been through this, Nick.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I wonder which side the ink is on and which side the brush is on. So I picked one way and I opened it. It was the wrong
pull
way.
Pull it open as hard
and
as possible.
And the eyeliners are pouring out. I'm like, ah! I close it and I like throw it into the sink. But now there's just black eyeliner everywhere and it's dripped all over the carpet. And some towels and I start dabbing it and it's just like covering the stupid
carpet
thing. Puke will post a photo in the album. But then I had to go down, right? And I tell the lady at the front desk.
Down to the desk.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I spend like 5-7 minutes trying to dab up eyeliner from the carpet. It's just getting worse.
Oh, no.
It's spreading.
Yeah.
So I go down to the desk. I'm like, I had a little stain incident.
What kind of stain was it?
Right? That's what I say.
Yeah.
It's a curb about this.
And as soon as I said that, I thought that, oh, that must be what she's thinking. But why would anyone report that?
Ejaculate. No, go ahead.
And she goes, oh. And I go, oh, I mean, it's just like I spilled some eyeliner. She said, okay, we'll get someone to go look at it. So we go out for a while. We come back. I go into the room. It looks worse than when I left it.
Oh, no, it's soaked. Soaked in, right?
It's soaked in, or they try to clean it and failed?
I don't know. So I tell the house cleaner in the hallway, I'm like, did you hear about the eyeliner incident? And she goes, what? And I go, I spilled eyeliner. She's like, oh, is it a lie?
Is it what?
And I go,
a lot?
What? She's like, is it a lot? And I was like, is
oh,
it a
lot?
Is it alive? And she goes, no, is it a lot? And I said, oh, I don't know. Come look. So she comes to look. She's like, that's not that bad. But then I go downstairs because I got my wine bottle open, and I tell the lady that I talked to a housekeeper, and she says, oh, we sent Sue up there to clean it. Did she not do a good job?
Oh,
I said,
oh,
it
Sue
looked worse.
You just got Sue fired.
Sue's fucking
yeah, I know.
Done.
So anyway, I feel so stupid. I've ruined the hotel. I think they might make me buy it.
the whole hotel. It's like Monopoly.
Yours now.
So sorry about that, folks.
They're going to ask for some bitcoins.
Yeah.
But
yeah, pay them off in bits.
Let's talk about the house, right?
Sure. We rented a house.
Oh, yeah.
We're moving in a couple weeks.
It's in the ghetto, surrounded by death.
Is it?
No.
It's just outside of Pittsburgh. I've never lived so close to a city before.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
As an adult. And it's pretty big, so Puke and I have more space in this house than we have in both of our houses combined.
Yep.
We have 4 bathrooms.
I'm going to poop in a different one every day.
No. God damn it. If you sneak into my room and you have my bathroom, you leave a poop for me, I'm going to be so upset.
Now I am.
We had to lie about Puke's cat.
When?
Oh no, they're gonna
today?
No, or this week?
What
general.
What if they listen to the show?
No pets allowed.
Yeah. So
every house was no pets.
Nobody ever wants pets. They're like, kids are fine. They can destroy the whole fucking house.
Well, they can't ban kids. That's why.
I know, right?
So
it's illegal.
We've been looking for houses for a few weeks now, and I just keep thinking about Puke's cat. I'm like, oh, Nico is like the most mild cat ever. He doesn't make noise. He doesn't scratch things. He has no front claws. He's totally fine. Then I go to Puke's house last weekend. Oh. I walk in, and Nico vomited all over the chair.
Don't you know every time Puke leaves,
I forgot
the cat
about the
up.
Vomit.
The cat's going to be so throw-uppy as soon as it gets here.
Oh, God
damn
it.
Yeah, because of the anxiety.
Well, then I go to Puke's house Thursday before we leave to drive here, and I walk in, and there's vomit on the floor as soon as I walk in.
Yeah.
I forgot all about the vomiting.
Oh, my God. So what's your guys' plan for when actually they find out that there's a cat there?
We're moving back to New Hampshire.
We're just going to go, what are you going to do, kick us out and try and rent the place again to some other shitbags? Good luck.
I don't know. What are you going to say? Oh, sorry, we got the cat later.
We just
forgot.
Found him.
Yeah, on the drive here, I found a cat.
And Puke liked him.
Yeah. He was in the neighborhood.
Fortunately, I had a cat carrier in my car. Yeah. But it was empty. And we found this cat.
I don't know. The landlord sounded like he really didn't give a shit. As long as we didn't destroy the house or whatever.
I don't think he's going to give a fuck.
Because, like in the lease agreement, like we're responsible for everything. Like, if anything goes wrong, like it's our responsibility to get it fixed and shit.
It's basically like Puke's situation now.
Including a hailstorm ruins the roof.
No.
I don't think that. But, like, all the appliances and stuff.
Including the roof leaks through normal use.
No.
I don't think that.
So inside the walls.
Yes.
Probably.
You guys don't even know?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
It's just like, okay, the appliances that are in the house are going to the tenants, and they're your responsibility if they need maintenance.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, this guy
filters for the fridge and stuff.
Yeah. This guy, like, and he's going to let us leave because the lease doesn't actually start till the end of the month.
Yeah, well, hold on. So we have to move, us, all of our shit, and five vehicles down.
Yeah.
So on Thursday this week, we drove Puke's Mazda 6 down with the intention of looking at houses and finding one, hopefully, so we have somewhere to move our shit to in a couple weeks. But
because otherwise,
meantime,
we would just have a U-Haul truck and just drive into the middle of the city.
Hello? Can we put this anywhere?
Park it somewhere.
Find a cave?
Yeah.
So in the meantime, we had found a house that was kind of too good to pass up because it was super cheap and very big and fairly nice and has a giant weird basement that you can put cars in. And we basically had my mom go look at it, and she gave it her okay, which was good enough for me. So we agreed to rent it pretty much, and yesterday we signed the paperwork.
Wow.
So
you know what I always say when you're buying cars, I mean houses, don't buy the first one you test drive.
Yeah, this isn't.
Wait.
Puke?
Is it?
Rebuttal?
Andrea went and looked at several others for us.
Uh-huh.
And we had looked at like hundreds
online. Yeah. Checking them out on the old Google Street View.
So what's important to us is convenient location. And with convenience comes traffic. Luckily, this is kind of the best of both worlds. Not a ton of traffic relative to other parts of just outside the city.
Yeah.
And the size.
And the garage is a huge factor.
Yes, it's fairly nice. And Multiple
poopers and cheap price.
Yeah.
So hopefully it works out. There is an insane woman that used to own the house before it was foreclosed on, and she owns an empty lot next to it. And I guess she keeps appealing the suing the fucking owner or something.
Oh, cool.
He's like, well, hopefully she dies soon and we can get on with that.
Yeah, right? But he said that, he's never seen her like at the property or anything. But either way, I'm not worried about some ancient, old, decrepit lady.
Yeah, apparently she's quite old, and I think I could kick her in the teeth.
I wonder why you would care so much if you're so old about your property.
Because what else you got to care about?
Maybe sons are buried underneath the home. Yeah, no. She needs to save
shit.
It.
It is very strange to think, like, she didn't have enough money to pay for the fucking thing, and it was foreclosed on, but apparently she has enough time and money to go to court, which seems odd.
Well, either way, I think that's fine. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with the house. I'm very happy with the house, actually.
Yeah.
So Nick hates it.
That's okay. I'm allowed to not.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
I'm allowed to be like, I would not move in here, so I'm glad I'm not.
Yeah, but to be fair, you bought a house in between two disgusting weird houses. So
I don't care about the neighborhood.
Next to a highway.
Actually. Yeah, no, my neighborhood shit, too.
So, like, your house, I think, is weird because you have a weird driveway and it's next to a road. So, you know, everybody has their own preferences.
Yeah, I hate houses that are next to roads.
It is. It's a very busy road.
It's much better if it's just a field and no driveway.
You know what, you know yeah. what he meant.
I have to get there via helicopter.
Yeah.
Or possibly
ship.
Balloon.
Oh, my house is awful, too, but at least it's half the size of this your entire apartment. Right?
What? My entire apartment?
Your entire apartment living space is like
what apartment?
The one you're renting.
It's a house.
Yeah. I don't care. Apartment house.
That's why I set up one apartment.
Oh my God. When I think rent,
you're
I think apartment.
You're very confusing.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're renting a house, which is twice as big as my house.
Yeah.
I don't like big stuff.
And we got lots of closets, no. which your house has none.
Exactly. There's too much things.
Too many closets.
No, you've got a whole room. You could set up a go-kart track.
And
like rent and like rent car timeout.
The master bedroom that Andrew's getting that, and I get garage space. I get to use the garage.
And you get two other bedrooms.
And I get two other bedrooms. But his one master bedroom
it's
is
way
like,
too big. It's going to be a bed and a TV a mile away.
It's bigger than my fucking living room right
yeah,
now in
my house.
My
house.
It's insane.
Yeah, and it's the size of Puke's house.
So he can set up an entire house in just the fucking bedroom, and I get the rest.
And then I have a cool jacuzzi tub with a fancy... Did you see the light on
I
the bed?
I did. I saw the faucet is
you
like
turn
this
the water
weird.
On
it's a tray.
It,
like there's a tray. It's not
it's
a
stupid.
Tube, and it changes color when it's hot. So Whoa. You'll probably
it is cool.
It is cool. I wonder how much that. It's probably like not even that expensive.
No, it's probably like $30.
Yeah,
yeah. It came from China, I'm sure.
But it's still it's cool. I don't know. I like lights.
I know,
and what? it has a really nice kitchen. This house, which is cool.
Oh yeah,
that's nice to be able to have some place with countertop space.
So I bought a sous vide recently.
What the fuck world do we live in that Andrew has a sous vide?
On recommendation from
a souvenir?
Tom.
No. A sous vide cookie.
Sous vide. It's SOUSVIDE.
Okay.
It's French.
Anyway, I was at Sam's Club. That's the only store I go to.
Yeah.
And I saw they had a sous vide. And I'm like, oh, that's not too expensive. $69. And I bought it.
No, most of them are like hundreds.
Yeah. Well,
it's
Sam's
so stupid.
So I bought it because Tom swears by it. And I listen to Tom because he's a smart man.
Mm-hmm.
And
he cooks a lot of meat.
Yeah. So I brought this thing home and I started cooking with it. And it's kind of inspired me to actually put a little bit of effort into cooking. Like,
holy shit.
I was cooking chicken and I'm like, I'm going to rub this chicken with sauce and rub.
I'm going to rub this.
And
rub
I did.
My chicken.
And then I cooked it. It came out great. I cook sausage and vegetables.
It's sort of like the 21st century crock pot.
Yeah.
You just chuck shit in it, and it boils water. Or doesn't boil
no,
water.
Boil
it just
it.
Heats water, and then 24 hours later, you've got a meal.
It could be 24. It could be 40 minutes.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing. So.
But anyway, this kitchen is so big, the point I'm getting at is I'm going to have like a whole sous vide station in the kitchen.
A sous vide station.
Yeah. Like I could dedicate like 5 linear feet of countertop just to the sous vide.
That seems like too much.
I won't even use the fucking oven or the microwave or the stovetop.
Yeah.
Just the sous vide.
Just you're just gonna sous vide it. So the show's gonna keep going.
Why?
We had
no.
We had one listener.
Why?
That listened to half of the PCL show and then wrote a long message crying about the show ending. And we're like, listen to the whole thing. The show's not ending. We can still podcast as much as Nick wants us to just quit.
I want you to quit.
So this is both of your first times to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. That's true.
What are your thoughts on Pittsburgh, Nick?
Oh, wait,
first.
To skip over the show part.
Oh, sorry. What else is there to say?
Right, you got to get a new third host, first of all.
Do we?
Unless
I
we set up
we
a whole monitor system.
Yeah, well, we're going to get one of those
I'm remote.
Segways with an iPad at the top of it with your face on
Ooh,
it.
Oh, I can walk around the room.
And you can walk around the room.
So during the break, you can go and, like, you know, wheel yourself over to a different part of the room.
And if you have to pee, you can wheel yourself to the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll use all that Bitcoin money to buy a Segway.
With an iPad.
Yeah, with an iPad.
That'd be a smart way of spending money. So, yeah, Pittsburgh?
It's average.
Okay.
Nick, how many cities have you seen?
4. I think I
went
to New York,
mm-hmm.
Boston.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oklahoma City.
I don't count Chicago because all I did was walk outside for 20 minutes and stay in a hotel and look out the window.
Yeah.
Even though I was there. And I guess I went to Grand Rapids. Is that a city?
Yeah,
no.
It counts.
Is it? I don't know. I've never been there.
I mean, if Keene's a city, then Grand Rapids is a city.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
Keene's nothing. It's just called a city because they're all idiots.
Okay, so Nick has no thoughts on Pittsburgh, which is surprising just because I feel like it's, I don't know.
What do you think it is?
I feel like it's a big deal for you to go to such a strange place.
Well, okay, so there was this run road. It was called Carson Road.
Carson Street.
Carson Street.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew said, this is the nice road.
What?
Look how colorful it is.
Oh. Well, no, it's like a happening place. It's where
it's
people go to
bars.
It's
kind of the hipster like bars and little tiny shops area, it seemed like.
And I
and
said...
It wasn't like... Like, I wouldn't drive down that road and be like, my God, we're in the fucking fanciest city on the planet.
No.
But it's just...
It's just bars.
It's kind of a hipster place with bars and restaurants and shit. But there's other places in the city that looked fucking amazing. Like the architecture around here, like every road that I've driven down so far, you just like there's just shit to look at, like crazy old buildings and houses and skyscrapers.
Why does everyone
and shit?
Look at old buildings?
It's interesting. Cool. I don't
there's
know.
An old building. I want to look at new buildings.
Okay, we can find those too. There's lots of those.
Yeah.
So what's your thought on Carson Street?
No, it's all old.
It's just old?
Just old buildings and mom and pops.
Mom and pops.
And that appeals.
Mom and pops piss me off.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of shopping centers with Applebee's and Walmarts.
Yeah, exactly.
There's lots of those, too. We just haven't gone to those areas.
If I can't see a Walmart or an Apple store within 10 feet, I get out.
We saw an Apple store last night.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that wasn't that area.
I don't think I've ever seen an Apple store before last night.
I don't think I had either.
Or a Tesla store before yesterday.
Yeah, we saw a Tesla store. We're going to burn it down later.
You've never seen an Apple store?
Why would I see an Apple store?
Going to a mall?
Why would I go to a mall?
Oh, I might have seen one.
Is there a Sam's Club in the mall?
I might have seen girls.
Why would I go to the mall? There's no Sam's Club in the mall.
I don't know. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited because...
I go to Tractor Supply and Sam's Club.
There's just so much variety of stuff. Like, I very much look forward to being able to, like, you know...
Yeah.
If I want to go out to eat, I have variety.
What are we going to do today? We can go to Sam's Club.
Uh-huh.
We could go to a different Sam's Club.
Yeah.
We could go to a third Sam's Club. We could go to IKEA. We could go to a movie theater. We could go to Dave & Buster's. We could go to local places. We could just go to downtown and look at
Okay, so it's
buildings.
A normal city at there. Yeah, there's things around.
Yes.
Sure. That's cool.
But it
That's
didn't,
a plus.
It didn't seem like a giant clusterfuck like Boston
yeah.
or parts of New York.
Like you could
good.
Just park.
That
you
was amazing.
Do that in Boston.
Yeah, Boston's awful.
Boston's like, oh, yeah, $43 to get your window broken.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we don't have cameras or security. I mean, we have security. There's a guy with a shirt that says security.
Yeah, but he just stands here in the office and ignores
you. If you ask him to do anything.
He's security for you getting mad at the attendant because
yeah,
you got broken into.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have great anxiety about finding a job because I don't have one yet, but I'm sure something will work out. But.
Well, what did you think of the city, seeing it for the first time and hearing about it and reading about it for a bunch beforehand?
It sounds pretty awesome.
No, not sounds. I'm saying saw.
Good point.
No, it looks cool, too. Like there's.
I was using my ears with my eyes closed, and it sounds pretty awesome.
Sounds like there's a train somewhere.
I don't understand what you want me to say.
Like, I'm just saying, we've been talking about this for a while.
Yes.
And you're finally here.
Yeah.
And you've been driven all around it.
Yeah.
And you've seen the ghetto. You've seen some nice areas. You've seen neighborhoods. You've seen countries. You've seen farms. You've seen roads. You've seen shopping centers.
Uh-huh. There was the sky.
I saw that, too.
Yeah,
there's a tree.
No,
my lucky star is a Negro.
It's very interesting. It's kind
of... Housekeeper.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to the area where I grew up. It's got some hills and a lot of woods because like you can't build on the hills, so it's not just like a big spread out city.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of natural like trees and shit.
See,
and you just drive for 10 minutes and bam, you're basically outside of the big city part.
I don't like that you're comparing it to Arkansas.
Okay,
I never been to Arkansas.
Yeah,
but
so how the fuck do you know?
The picture I have in my head is bad. For example. I explained.
Do you picture this?
I was asked where puke is from recently, and I said Arkansas.
Oh, yeah?
And the response she gave was, ew.
How dare she?
I laughed very hard, and I go, I can't wait to tell them that.
Yeah. No, it's understandable. There's a lot of parts of Arkansas that suck balls. Thankfully, I grew up in the part that now looks like Mexico. But when I was growing up there, it was a little bit less Mexico and more
just
trash.
And sombreros.
Yeah, a lot of taco
and
joints.
And cactuses.
But no, I'm pretty happy with the fact that there's sections of like highway that are 55 and people are doing 80. And it's funny to listen to people bitch, like people we've met here, locals, your friends and people you know, and they complain about the drivers. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Because so far, I mean, I haven't been in like real traffic yet, but so far it's just like compared to driving fucking Route 9, you know, I mean, I can get 50 miles in 15 minutes or something.
50 miles in 15 minutes.
Right. I don't
We're
know
going
how far
300 miles an hour.
I don't know. I don't know how far away we are right now from the city that I've driven three times now, but it's fast. It's nice.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to get around. Let's see here. What else is fascinating? The architecture is cool, so I have a lot of delusions that I'll go taking pictures of things, but probably never will because I'll be terrified.
No, you totally should. Especially when the weather gets nicer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Like, I'll be able to go and just, like, there's just so much that you could photograph, like street photography and landscapes.
Well, when I was here, we walked like 13 miles just looking at things, looking up. Oh, look at that building.
I'm like, holy fuck.
Batman was here.
What else? It's going to be weird living like inside of a city a little bit. Although I did that when I was in the Army in Savannah, Georgia. I was inside that city and had to drive through city traffic and shit like that. But
you don't have to drive through city traffic to get places here.
Right.
Where we're going to live.
Yeah. But I'm just used to Keene. I've been there 10 fucking years. And so that'll be a change. But it's amazing there's these gas stations around that serve every kind of food you want 24 hours a day. And so that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many times I've left work in Keene and been like, oh, man, I don't want to cook. But I don't want to go to a fucking restaurant and take 30 minutes to get some decent food.
Yeah,
then I just end up going to McDonald's drive-thru.
Think about my old job when I would leave for work in the morning and be like, I'm hungry.
Uh-huh.
What am I going to do? 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts or 7-Eleven?
Right.
Only options.
Yeah. So you can get a microwave burrito.
And go to break. I've never done a podcast laying on my back before.
How do you feel?
Relaxed.
Oh, nice. Is this the second half?
Not yet. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. We're recording.
Okay.
So.
What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I forgot to mention that on our trip down, right, so the Mazda 6, piece of shit, I had to replace the engine in it because I blew it up, and it's a terrifying vehicle. We replaced the brakes on it, right, which is good. Glad I did that. But it's probably due for an oil change, but I didn't have time to do an oil change, so I just added some oil to the car the other day, and I just kind of did it like I got home late. From hanging out with some work friends, just poured some oil in it. And I was like,
I have some olive oil.
Yeah. Is there a difference? As I'm pouring the oil in, I'm like, is this used oil? I have a lot of used oil laying around. But I think it was just royal purple, and it's kind of a dark synthetic. But it was, I don't know why I would have a can of used oil that was like a quart, almost exactly a quart. When that's about what was left over whenever I do the full, fuck, I don't know. Anyway, I checked it. I looked at it, and like it looked cleanish when it was on my finger, not when I was pouring in. But I said, fuck it, I'll put some more in maybe later. You know, I didn't bother with turning on the engine and checking the levels. And then when I get out
of work.
I feel
like this is the kind of mentality that led to the problems with that Mazda 6 in the first place.
Yeah. I got out or went to work the next morning. I had to clean the windows. The windows were dirty, so I wanted to make sure and do that because the thing's fucking has no headlights practically, so it's hard to see out of in the dark. And we were leaving Thursday night right after work, so it's like 6 o'clock. It's dark.
And I saw that the hood was popped, not open, but popped, so I opened it for you.
Uh-huh. And moved the car out of the garage and was sitting there running, ready to go when I got home.
I was just trying to make sure to get everything taken care of so you didn't have to worry about it so we could just get going.
Yeah.
We were leaving at like 5:30 p.m. and we didn't show up to Pittsburgh until 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And, you know, I had to rush around and like change my socks and pack the clothes in my backpack and all that shit and feed the cat. And I completely forgot about still having sort of halfway done with the oil changey thing. We're driving, and I'm like, what smells like oil? And I speculated, well, I just put some oil in, so maybe I dripped some, whatever, I don't know. And we stop at a gas station like 10 minutes later to fill up, and I'm like, I better check the oil, and I open it. Cap was not there. No cap on the engine. Thankfully, it was still smushed in the hood over to the side, so I was just like, well, I guess I'll put this on.
Oh, it's a loop. So what happened if we wouldn't have had a cap?
That's how close we were from not making it. Right. Out of New Hampshire.
So I was worried about the car.
What would have happened?
Eventually, it would have sloshed a lot of oil out, and probably the same thing that happened to his original engine.
It blowed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was worried about the car making it a 9-hour drive. It's the longest it's ever driven, I think, since we swapped the engine. And the failure would have been totally human error on my part.
It was the last time, too, right?
Yep.
Oh, good point. So.
But no, the car did great.
That's our road trip car.
It is.
We've been to New York twice and all over the fucking place, and now it's in Pittsburgh.
I put a few thousand miles on it when I had it.
That's true. You drove it all over the fuck to like Burlington and shit, didn't you?
Yep.
Fuck New Hampshire. I didn't get it inspected this year. And we only had to make it like 15 minutes
miles,
out to Vermont, and it was home clear. So last week, Andrew was talking about he almost made it with his truck out, not getting inspected and shit, and then you got pulled over. Oh, that sucks.
I had to go register the goddamn thing. Ugh.
So.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Only a few more weeks, and it never has to go back to New Hampshire again.
Ever. Because we'll never, ever,
well, I'm not
ever
gonna drive
return
it. I'm not going to return that truck. It's going to cost way too much.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing gets like 13 on the highway.
Yeah.
So,
Anyway. You're lying down on a bed podcasting.
Yep.
It's very fancy.
Well, seating arrangement's kind of weird in here. But anyway, we got here yesterday morning, looked at the house. Right after we looked at the house, what did we do next?
Oh, we went.
Slept?
No, we went to lunch at a little Chinese place in town.
Oh, yeah.
In the city.
I gotta eat my Chinese food.
Nick has leftovers.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this Chinese place, we get there and we're waiting on Andrew's grandparents and his mother. And his grandparents.
I asked you guys ahead of time, do you want to have lunch with my mom and my grandparents?
Yeah.
And you said yes.
Definitely.
I didn't want to subject you to it.
Well, I mean, what else am I gonna do? And I've met your mother and heard her on the telephone before, and I thought this could be fun. Cause she's not my fucking mother. And as long as she doesn't do too much insanity,
well, to be fair to her, she's a little bit frazzled because somebody got stabbed in her apartment building.
Oh, goodness.
And, like, there was blood all over the halls and walls and floors.
How many units are in the apartment building?
Like 100.
Oh, so.
Ooh, that's a big
So unit. 1 in 100 chance
it
of getting
It was her
stabbed.
Downstairs neighbor that did the stabbing. And he had been harassing her for a little while.
What?
Yep.
For what? Harassing?
Well, a couple months ago when I was there, I was on her porch outside working, and I could hear this guy yelling and screaming on his phone to people he knew, like, hey, last night at the bar, did you see my pack of cigarettes that I left there?
Oh, yeah. You talked about this on the shoe.
Did I?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. He obviously had drugs in his pack of cigarettes because he was very stressed out about not knowing where they were.
And you said very loudly something about it?
Yeah. Right? Then I just... like told him to get his shit together and fucking maybe he should be a little more discreet about his drugs.
Apparently he wasn't because he got a stabbing.
Yeah. No, I think he stabbed somebody.
He was the stabber. Or he.
Yep.
He's like, I am.
The stabbist.
The one who stabs.
I got a call from my mom a few days ago, like at 6 in the morning, on Tuesday morning. And I answer because I was awake. And she was like crying and saying,
goodness.
There's blood everywhere. There's blood everywhere. And I'm like, what?
Boner.
And
she just you just picked up and she's like, there's blood everywhere.
He's yeah, like, pretty much.
He's like she's like the chat says only with blood.
Yeah.
That's how it was with my eyeliner. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So
there's blood everywhere.
Yeah. She's freaked out. She hates her landlord. She hates where she lives.
Oh.
Anyway, But yeah, so she joins us for lunch, and my grandparents, for some reason, Jews love Chinese food. And
yeah, well, it's
every
because
time
it's available.
I've seen my grandparents for the past like 7 years, I've gone to the same Chinese place with them every time.
Yeah. Well, it has good food, according to them.
It's just Chinese.
It was the same fucking Chinese food I've ever had anywhere.
Yes, I know. It's identical. But anyway, you guys were very nice to them. And
they were way nicer than you were.
My grandparents make me laugh.
We get there, and like your grandparents didn't know, and they walk in, they're like, oh, Andrew, right, and all that stuff. But then we get to ordering. And I know now why Andrew is such a picky eater. It's because his mother is insane. And also an insanely picky eater, apparently. I don't know if she's been at this her whole life. But there, it was worse than Dale, as Nick pointed out. Just ordering, like, what did she...
What does that mean, worse than Dale?
Like, she basically gave a list of instructions of, like, this vegetable, not that vegetable, and what about this, what's in this, and asking insane questions that the waitress obviously probably has no idea, even though... It's very interesting. She's been there 1,000 times, and at a certain point, the waitress is like, you always order this.
Yeah,
because the waitress was telling her.
Because we went on the table, we all ordered our food, and got to her, and she still didn't know what she wanted, and she had no idea. And the waitress
was
just standing there,
some time,
and yeah. I'm so uncomfortable, and I'm like, just pick something. Just point to something. Just randomly point your finger, and you'll get that. Like, that's all I wanted to say. I was about to order for her, and then she started ordering her food, and 20 minutes later, she was still ordering her food.
Yeah, because these people, they don't pick what's on the menu.
Yeah.
This is the menu. Pick something.
Yes. You don't like, get, that's... like what I do, there's plenty of things I don't like. Olives, mushrooms. So if I see mushrooms in the meal, I go, well, can't eat that.
Right.
So by the time I'm done with the menu, there's like, I can really, my menu is only like 3 things.
It's
true.
It's Caesar salad or chicken fingers.
Yeah.
It's all you eat.
Yep.
But then your poor grandfather is apparently 90-something years old and can't hear.
94. Oh, no, he can't hear at all.
And so, Andrew, I don't know, you didn't want the soup that came with your meal.
Yeah.
So you yell at your grandpa, and he's like, do you want soup or the
egg roll?
Rice, egg roll. And he's like, soup. And then he orders his own soup, and then the soup comes.
Then it gets to him, and she's like, what kind of soup do you want? He's like, I just got soup.
Yeah.
Good point.
So now he's confused about the soup. But then the egg rolls come out. And we don't know what kind of fucking egg roll anybody got, but I know Nick got the chicken. I was like, the chicken is Nick's. He ordered it. The other one goes to the old man.
But my grandpa was still eating his soup, and he can't have his egg roll near his soup, apparently.
Yeah, the egg roll came out way too soon, oh my God. It was going to be cold.
This is coming from Andrew, who's like, I cannot eat anything if it touches something else.
Yes,
also,
that's my point.
If I have 3 things on my plate, I have to finish all of one thing,
yes,
then all of the next thing.
Yes.
This is where this
Hold
is why
on.
He is the way he is.
Hold
I,
on.
I know now.
But my weirdness does not impact other people.
He's
like, take the egg roll
lot.
Away. I want you to remake it 4.5 minutes from now and bring it back out when I finish my soup.
I mean, good point. There are levels to these things. And
mine doesn't affect other people.
Your mom is here.
Here is where?
That's very
here.
High.
Your, no one sees where
his hand
here.
Is now high.
Your
He's doing the levels.
Is here.
That's lower down.
You're here.
Lower down.
And so. I'm here.
Nick is at the bottom.
Hmm. No.
You have a lot of habits that affect other people. Maybe not eating.
I like when Nick orders, though, and then the waitress brings the food out. And,
yeah.
And the waitress is like, who got wants chicken? And Nick is just staring off
problem.
Into space.
This is, no, this has happened every time we've gone out with Nick so far.
I,
they bring
I,
the food over, and they say, who got this? And Nick says nothing.
I ordered it. They should know who got it. I guess I don't understand this part of the...
Clearly.
Obviously, I know that they have
They're
buses.
Chinese people. We all look... All around eyes look the same.
Yeah,
you
now,
and my grandmother look identical.
Your level needs to go up
Fine.
A little bit more, because you're being picky, because... For one thing, sometimes the person bringing the food out is not the waitress. So
what if
they,
I forgot what I got?
Well, then you're real dumb.
Then you're an idiot.
Sometimes I pick. Sometimes I order something. It takes so long, then I forgot.
And then the meals came out.
Well, before,
and the grandfather.
Hang on. Oh. While Andrea was still ordering her food,
no,
I got
right,
so
yeah.
mad, and I said, "If I was in charge of this restaurant, you would not be allowed in here with this."
Yeah. You said,
and
like,
I said,
loud, you were like,
you
I'm
need
so
to,
embarrassed.
You need to write all this down and just, like, laminate it and just bring it with you and
yes.
hand it to her when you walk in.
Right. If they've been there enough times, they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the same thing happened. The grandfather was still on the egg roll, and they brought out his dinner, and he was like, it's going to get cold! And there was a big argument about that, about it's too soon. And holy fuck, Christ. Anyway, they're all right. They were nice. Your grandmother was very nice.
Yeah, but... Do you see how I get so frustrated with my mom?
Yes.
Yes.
And you don't help either, because in the car today, she calls up and randomly she's like, Andrew, what should I get for a wireless security camera?
I thought that was Puke's realm.
Yeah.
I was about to kick it over to you, but I didn't want the conversation to keep going.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to be able to answer. Cause she's like, I want to get a wireless camera that can, you know, to check on my house when I'm not there and see what's in the hallway. Because she, as you pointed out then, like, they don't make cameras that look through walls. And I don't know.
It's like, not like the front door of your house. It's an apartment complex.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is she going to nail it up on the outside of her door and, like, eventually one of the other drug dealers is going to come by and, like, smash it off the wall?
Or? Like, if anything, a peephole would be the best solution.
Yeah, she said shit. Yeah, if she doesn't have that, I mean, that would let her know. But she said something like she wanted to be able to check the hallway when she wasn't home.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck that matters. But like, yeah, there's very cheap
security cameras. It just sounds like somebody explained what a security camera was to her, and now she's on a kick about getting one.
Yeah, and I don't see her being able to fucking figure out.
That's what I told her.
The app.
That's
what
I told her.
She's going to have to get an app and, like, oh, my God.
I said, I'm not moving to Pittsburgh so I can just come over and plug things in for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And then she guilt tripped me and said, "You can't just help out your mother."
Yeah.
Oh my God, your mom's so manipulative.
Well, to be fair, she helped us with the house and stuff.
That's true. Okay, fine.
But I always buy them food.
Oh,
I feel like even Stevens.
They were very, very angry that you bought the food at the Chinese place.
Yeah, and then they stayed, and then they called me and said, "Did you leave a tip?" I said, "Of course, I left a fucking tip."
I bet you did.
I tipped the shit out of that lady. So I felt so bad for her.
But, like, you get so mad at your mother, and then you don't help, because, like, at the end of the call, she was like, say hi to everybody, and we're on a speakerphone in the car, and you just said, they can hear you. And she was like, what?
I said, never mind. They can hear me? And I said, yes, they can hear you. They can hear me? Yes, they can hear you. They can hear me? Yes, they can hear you. God damn it. Like, I feel like my hair is just turning gray whenever I talk to her.
It might. But, yeah, it's very sad that she gets so confused by seemingly simple things.
Yep. Like, her life must be just...
You know how enraging it is to be second-guessed when I'm right?
Her life is just very frantic.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Did we talk about her freaking out when she looked at the house and then she was talking to you and the phone, and then she was freaking out about the driveway because it barely scraped?
She scraped her car, and she's like, I scraped my car. I'm like, you what? She's like, I scraped my car. You scraped your what? I scraped the front of my car. You scraped your car? Yes, I scraped my car. I just kept fucking with her.
And then
I had her repeat it about 94 times.
And 20 minutes later, after she was looking at the house, she's driving away, and I guess she ran over a pothole, and she's like, what was that? Something hit my car. Oh, no, my car. Oh, what's it? And she was like,
I'm just thinking, it's a fucking lease. Like, relax.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she's adamant that she must park indoors with her lease.
Hmm.
I said, you're dumb.
It's quite the adventure with your mom.
And now I get to be close to her.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, you fucking great. Andrew's going to move away next year after being near his mother.
Like, I'm moving to fucking China.
I'm moving to Florida again.
Where I can just order what's on the menu.
Oh, yeah. No, you
water would, bugs.
You can't order anything in China. You would just vomit just walking down the street, probably seeing that shit. Speaking of adventures, Andrew, you had to drive to fucking Presque Isle, Maine again.
Yeah. Trying to do my boss a favor. Like, I'm trying to help my boss out a lot. I like him a lot. I like my company.
Yeah.
So I don't want to screw him over with me leaving, and so I figured, okay, I might as well go to the edge of my territory, hit up those accounts so he doesn't have to worry about it. So
you can't just call.
I needed to go visit this place.
Okay.
So anyway, on Monday, I get up at 2:30 in the morning, and I drive the long, long drive up to Presque Isle, Maine, the northern tip of Maine almost, and it's by where we go to Loring and go racing up there. So I go there. I go to my appointments, stay in this hotel. The next day, I get up and I drive another hour north. Surprisingly, you can go another hour north. And
from Presque Isle?
Yep.
What?
And I go to more accounts up along there.
Were you at the North Pole at this point?
A little over 2 years ago on the show, I talked about going through the Great North Woods in Maine.
Uh-huh.
Right? Nick, what are the Great North Woods in Maine?
That is a bunch of woods, and they're very great. But it's a ton of space and there's no cell service, apparently.
Yeah. So I go, you know, I'm moving away. This might be the last opportunity I have to drive through the Great North Woods, even though it's going to add about 3 to 4 hours of drive time
Jesus.
To my already long drive. Oh, and by the way, in 2 days, I got to drive to Pittsburgh. Sure. Fuck it. Why not do it? So here's
makes
the thing.
Sense.
I'm as far east as you can get in the continental United States, and it's still the Eastern time zone, which the Eastern time zone runs the whole way to, like, Detroit.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is it gets dark at, like, 3:15 up in northern Maine.
Mm-hmm. Was it cloudy?
It was cloudy.
That means it gets dark at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Practically. It's fucking insane.
So I enter the Great North Woods, like, at 10 a.m. because I got my appointments done very early. And last time I drove through the Great North Woods, I was in my Ford Flex, not the most rugged vehicle.
No. Nope.
This time I was in my pickup truck, and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, this will be great.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got ground clearance. It's got lots of suspension. It's got big mud tires on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to kick ass. So there was a little bit of snow up there, just a little dusting of snow up in, like, Presque Isle area. But I get to the Great North Woods, and as soon as I get in, the dirt road, which it's all dirt roads, all these logging roads.
Yeah, they're just
covered. Access. Covered in snow and ice. Like, sheet of ice.
Oh.
So I'm
good.
Like, okay.
So you're like, yeah, fuck, why not? Let's just continue to die.
Well, but last time I did it, I got there, and I'm like, okay, I have to check in at this little guard shack and, like, pay to get in.
Wow.
And they check you in, like, they take your name, and they ask, when are you planning to leave?
Oh,
yeah.
Because you got to check out when you leave to make sure you didn't die.
Yeah.
Because it's very likely you could die, and there's no way to get a hold of you or find you.
Yeah.
So they ask, okay, where do you think you're going to go? How long are you going to be? If you don't check out within a few hours of that time,
then we'll
then
send
we start looking.
Coroner
do
for
they
your
check
body.
Your gas level?
So, well, they ask you all that too. But
like, are you sure?
When I went there before,
person, like, that you want to do this?
Google Maps doesn't work. Like, it shows some of the roads that are in there.
Yeah,
but that's really it. And because there's no signal,
yeah,
it doesn't, like, recalculate.
They've sent 4 Google Street View cars into this area, and none have been seen since. Yeah.
So I got a map when I checked in last time, and I just plotted out my course on the map, and I basically wrote down notes like, okay, drive 11 miles and then go left at 11 miles, you know, by this campsite.
Yeah.
And it's all listed on the map. So I just followed that, and it worked out, and I had a, you know, a long, cool drive last time.
Uh-huh.
This time, I get to the guard shack, closed for the season.
Oh, no.
Because nobody goes into this place in the winter.
So how far out of your way did you go already to get to the guard shack?
About 45 minutes.
Okay.
And I just go, well, I don't remember it being that hard to get through last time. So. I enter. And I don't have a map. I'm just like, well, my GPS is still working. Like, it's got my route plotted for me. So I'll follow that. And then there's a fork in the road, and I could choose the southern route, which I think I went on last time, or the northern route. And the southern route, I just kind of drove through a fairly small corner of this of the Great North Woods. So I'm like, let's just go a little deeper into them this time. So I'm in the truck, right? And with this truck, I'm very confident in my abilities to handle it. And
shocker.
I'm very confident in the truck's abilities to handle it. What I'm not confident about is the truck possibly breaking down.
That would be bad.
And then I thought, well, I'm prepared, right?
Yeah, it's broken down several times.
I know.
<right?
laughs> I'm like, well, I'm prepared. I have business shoes and slacks.
Yeah.
I have a coat.
How much food and
you
water?
You have a thin
I had 2
coat.
Quest bars.
Yeah.
That's
you,
it.
You have a new transmission that I'm sure would never fail.
Yeah. So I drive in. And I'm going, and I'm like, shit, my average speed is about 31, whereas last time it was like 69.
What? Why is that?
Are these paved?
Because of the snow
no,
and ice?
These are dirt roads.
Yeah, he said
but
that.
But the main road is a very wide logging road that I can really fly on. Sometimes you got to slow down a lot, but you can fly. However, it's all ice. It's all ice, and I cannot go very fast. So I'm driving along, and I get in there a little ways, and I'm like, man, last time there was a ton of logging trucks. This time, not
no,
so much.
None.
Not so much or nothing?
I may have seen like one.
Okay.
Did you run into Peter and Macy while you're on this
no.
snowy adventure?
So
stuck getting the fucking...
I have to pee.
Sorry.
So I'm driving and driving and driving, and I'm following the GPS, and the roads range from, like, because these Great North Woods have been logged for hundreds of years.
Oh.
So.
And they're not empty of trees yet?
No, they regrow them.
What?
And there's a plenty of areas that haven't ever been.
Greenpeace told me all the trees are dying.
There's plenty of areas that have never been traversed by humans. So I'm driving on the main road, and there's roads that range from this wide main road to a road that, like, is just a cow path with, yeah, like, trees falling over and you can't continue. But on the map, there's just no discernible difference in those roads.
Right. They're just lines.
So I'm just following
on the paper,
the route plotted out for me on the GPS.
Okay.
And I'm driving along for a long time. I get, like, maybe 50 miles in or so.
Okay.
And which is a long 50 miles, right?
Yeah.
And then the GPS tells me to make a left, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. This left is a much less traveled road.
Oh.
And if I continue straight, I lose GPS because it's not going to recalculate. Because
there's no satellite.
Right. Like, according to Google Maps, the big road that I'm on just disappears.
Yeah.
And the way to go is to the left. So I go, all right, I'll go left. So I start going left, and it's like two ruts. But the problem is, God, everything's covered in snow. So I can't tell what's like an old road that hasn't been used in decades versus a new road versus anything. Like, it's just everything's covered in snow. So all the skinny roads look the same. So I start driving up the skinny road, and I'm driving and driving and driving. And eventually I get to a creek crossing where there's a big drop, and then I got to drive through water.
Oh, no.
And then drive back up.
Oh, my God. Like in the snowmobiling.
So here's the thing, though. I'm not worried about me getting the truck stuck.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to drive into something where the truck will just get stuck.
All right.
I'm not that dumb. Again, I'm worried about the truck breaking. Like, one pop tire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one stray rock sticking up out of the ice. Blow a tire. Break a suspension arm. That's what I'm worried about. Puncturing a fuel tank, an oil pan, a radiator.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
So, driving along, and it's getting later. It's probably around noon or so. And
the sun is setting.
I'm thinking, I still have plenty of time. And, you know, according to my map, if I zoom out, I'm a pretty good ways through. Like, I'm not too far, maybe 70 miles or so from the southern exit to this place, or
okay,
I think the southern exit is, because I really don't know. And again, I have no map. I'm just driving by compass directions. And I'm continuing on this road, and it's getting more and more rugged, more and more remote. And eventually I get to a point, giant down tree, just blocking it. And at this point, I'm driving, and the road has been overgrown, and my truck is spreading tree limbs.
What?
As I drive through on both sides. Oh, yeah, you want to see pictures?
Yes. Beep, beep, boop. That was an edit, and now we're back. I can't believe you've done this.
Dramatic enough.
So
I'd be in the car going, we're lost, we're dying, this is where we die.
Yeah. Exactly.
Give me I'm going to swipe.
So eventually, I get to a point where I have to reverse, like a mile and a half, just reverse.
What?
Yes, because I can't turn around. Look, yeah, can you turn around in that?
No.
See? So,
oh my God.
Yeah, then I back up and I go, shit, now the GPS.
How do you even know that's a road? I'm looking at the photo and it looks like,
yep,
it looks like maybe a cow went through there once.
Yeah, so
you're just like driving off into fucking
now
death.
That I was forced to turn around, now my GPS is like recalculating.
Oh, now
never.
It's fucked.
So now I'm just a triangle and a sea of beige on Google Maps.
Uh-huh.
There's no more road. There's no more route. Now I'm just a triangle. And now I'm just thinking, okay, now I'm going purely by compass directions.
Yep.
Compass like
you
not
just
even
have
coordinates, just directions.
You have to get your triangle to the edge of civilization.
So I go back to the main road and I go, well, I guess I just keep on going that way. And I'm driving for a while. Then I see a bunch of logs stacked on the side of the road, like they're actively stacking logs to,
okay,
remove,
yeah,
them. And there's a man in this giant contraption that's like taking a log, and there's this big arm that comes out and then slices the log in two. It's really cool.
Ooh.
It was really cool to watch. So I see him.
It's like a skid steer.
He's
something.
Like, who the heck is out, yeah, here?
And then I'm driving for a while, and I need to go from the northeast corner of Maine.
Wait, you didn't stop to ask him directions or anything?
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to bother him.
You didn't want to get cut in half by the saw
so
thing?
So I'm going from the northeast corner of Maine to basically the center of Maine, north of Bangor. And so I have to go in a southwesterly direction the whole time, right? And I was traveling in a westerly direction for a long time, and I'm thinking, I have to turn south at some point. Like, the GPS was going to take me south, but that road is blocked. So then the road I'm going on, I continue on for miles and miles more, and the road I'm going on starts taking me to the northeast.
Oh, no.
Northwest, sorry. Above these lakes here that Puke's looking at. So I start going northwest, and I'm like, oh, not good. I need to go, like, 100 degrees to the left. So I keep seeing little roads off to the left, but I'm not sure if they're actual roads that go anywhere.
Yeah, it could be another one of those cow roads.
Yeah, so at a certain point, I take one, and it's not as bad as the cow road, and I can move pretty good on it. And I'm cruising along, and I see moose tracks running along the road the whole way. And I'm thinking, maybe I'll run into this moose. Then I get out to pee, and I'm thinking, oh, God, what if there's a moose?
Oh.
So I'm driving and driving and driving. I'm on this for about an hour, this road, and it's not getting any busier, like wider or bigger. And eventually, I get back to another main road, and I'm pretty sure it just looped me back an hour back to where I was, but I couldn't be 100% sure because there's no landmarks.
You didn't tie your underwear to a tree. So you like mark your course.
Then I'm driving along, and I see a bunch of crows up ahead picking at a carcass on the road.
Oh,
and at this point, I'm getting a little bit antsy.
You're getting a little nervous that you're,
because
your fucking journey to
the clock
Nazgul
is ticking, right? Like, if I'm out here after dark, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I'm spending the night out here and wasting all my fuel.
Oh, yeah. How much fuel did you have?
I filled up before I went into the Great North Woods.
Jesus, at least you did that.
So then I'm driving along for a while, and I see the crows eating a carcass. I pull up to the carcass, giant wolf carcass.
Oh, my God. It is.
So I'm like,
Lord
okay, either this wolf got hit by something in the last hour, or I'm on a different road.
Right.
I can't really tell.
Mm.
Then I'm driving 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes later, I see up in the distance.
The same wolf.
A bear crossing the road.
Oh.
And I go, if I have to get out of this truck and walk, I'm dead.
Yes.
That's the last thing I want to do is walk to anywhere.
The crows will eat your
wolf.
How are
you going to walk 70 miles?
Well,
that's the thing.
Every once in a while, there's some campsites and stuff. I could have like broken into like an old camp shack.
Right.
With an outhouse.
Sure. And then live there for the rest of your life.
And then stay there at least until
spring.
Until spring.
Maybe the next day we'll have better weather and there'll be more trucks out. I don't know. Because it would be very hard for these trucks to get over this ice. So I'm driving along. Then I see another log pile, another man in one of those cool machines.
It's not the same guy.
I don't know.
How
I can't tell.
How did they get
Fudge.
There?
I cannot tell. So
how did he get there? Like,
so
he lives there.
Spirit of the woods.
He has a pickup truck. So at this point, it's like 1 o'clock, and I'm thinking, I got like 2 hours, maybe 2.5 more hours of daylight. And I'm like a good 2 hours into here. And I pull over and I start talking to him. As you can imagine, this man is probably one of the world's most intelligent thinkers.
Uh-huh.
And I go, what's the quickest way out of here? Like, he's like, where are you going? And I go, south. And he's like, to Millinocket? And I go, I don't know. Maybe. That sounds maybe right. I looked at my phone. I go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And he's like,
why didn't you just say Bangor or something? Like,
I said anywhere south. Like, I'm just going back to New Hampshire.
Get me to the nearest cell signal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Please tell me how to get out
of
here.
And he's like, well, I don't really know because I just started working out here like a couple months ago. And I come down from Fort Kent. And Fort Kent's the Canadian border.
Okay.
And he's like, I just come in, I set up camp, I came in on Monday, I stay till Thursday, I split logs, I leave. Like, that's
sets up
oh
camp.
My God.
That's his life.
Wow.
So I'm just like, okay, so what's the way out? And he's like, well, I can tell you how to get to the Golden Road. And I go, what the fuck's the Golden Road? He's like, oh, you don't know the Golden Road? And I go,
yeah,
no.
You don't know the Golden Road? It's where the hobbits are.
And he's like,
stop playing that.
Well, to get around, oh, that's what it is? It's Hobbits?
That's the Lord of the Rings theme.
Oh, fuck that movie. So he goes, well, I know that if you want to go towards Jackman, which is like the New Hampshire border, I'm like, at least if I get to the New Hampshire border, I can, you know, like maybe there's some cell signal in Jackman. Like, it's a town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it has probably a gas station and a post office maybe. But anyway, I go, sure, get me to Jackman. I know that's like directly west from where I'm at. So he's like, well, do you have a radio? And I said, no. He goes, how much fuel do you have? And I go, about 3/4 of a tank. And he's like, how far will that get you? And I said, on these roads, maybe like 175 miles. And he goes, it's not enough.
Oh, oh no!
I'm like, how far is it? He's like, oh, you're not getting there today.
Huh?
And I'm like, shit. He's like, maybe you can make it to this camp and they might have fuel there for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, this place is desolate.
You're so stupid.
You have to go to Canada. It's your only choice at this point.
So I'm like, well, what's the fastest way out? And he goes, Ashland. And I go, Ashland. That's where I entered.
Yeah.
And you're back like, in the northeast corner of the state.
That's like, what I would have done at 50 miles in.
But I can't just turn around because I don't know if I'm on the same road that I was on originally.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how to get back to that?
I don't know how to get back.
You can't backplot Google Maps or something?
I mean, that's what
disappeared.
As soon as I found the downed tree, I would have been like, fuck this. I'm out.
So
and I would have backed up to the main road.
I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to feel like a failure.
I'd rather just die.
So
I could always just trap a crow and train it to fly for help.
Then he's like, well, I can tell you how to get to Ashland. And I'm like, ugh, fine. So he's like, all right, right now you're at mile 57 because all the roads just have miles, the bigger roads. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, if you go back to 55 and you make a right on Peaked Pond Road, but there's no sign for it. And I'm like, ah, fuck.
So how the fuck do you know?
And then he's like, take that. And there's like 15 different roads. And he just keeps saying, take this road till you get to Jack Mountain Road, and then take Jack Mountain Road. And I go, left or right? And he was like, left, right, right. Just take Jack Mountain Road.
And I'm sure you're writing all this down, right?
I was writing it down.
You were? Okay. Well, at least you weren't like, I can remember shit.
Believe me, it didn't make sense. No. Trust me, it didn't make sense.
How are you alive?
And then he's like, you don't have a radio? And I go, no.
Like what kind of radio?
Like a CB radio.
Yeah. Or a ham emergency Mayday.
And he's like, well, the radio wouldn't work out here today anyway because the truckers aren't out and about because the roads are too icy.
So
I heard earlier they got too icy.
Not ham puke.
I was making a joke. Like,
not roast beef.
Oh.
Not chicken.
So then I said to him, he's like, yeah, too many accidents were possible, so they pulled the trucks off the roads.
At any point did he ask you, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So I said, what happens if someone gets into an accident out here? Like they blow a tire or something. And he's like, well, it depends what time of year, how busy it is. I said, today. What if somebody had an accident today?
He's like, hypothetically, I was trapped out here.
Well, I meant like a big rig.
Oh.
Okay.
And he's like,
somebody that's supposed to be there.
Yeah. I said, what happens if a big rig has an accident? They just radio for help? He goes, oh, no. The radio doesn't reach far enough to get you help out here. And I go, so what happens? He goes, they die.
Yes.
And I go, ah, okay.
Okay.
And he's like,
let me pull out my gun.
You sure
now.
Your truck can handle these icy roads? And I go, oh, don't you worry about my truck handling the icy roads. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm worried about running out of fuel, breaking down, and having to walk. I don't have a gun. I don't have a knife. I could like bring a tire iron to defend myself from bears and moose.
Yeah.
But so I turn around and now I'm just pissed because I basically had to give up and drive back to the Northeast where I'm going to start my 7.5 hour ride home once I get back up there. And I drive and I exit the Great North Woods back into Ashland just as it's getting dark. And then I start my drive home.
Wow.
How'd you find your way out with all those directions?
I followed his directions and a couple of the times I'm like, I don't think turning northwest here is correct. Like he said, I'm going to go right.
Uh-huh.
So I disobeyed his directions and it worked out.
Oh, my God. What time of year did you do it last time?
It was like October.
Okay.
It was the fall, but it wasn't, there was no snow.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a ton of snow.
It was just the dusting of
It was
ice
like a couple areas had a couple inches maybe, but like the main road was totally iced over. The back roads were just a couple inches of snow, which was easy to get through.
Yeah.
But the ice was real sketchy. But I drove like a fucking maniac on the way out.
On the dirt roads and everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was pissed. I drove so hard and fast.
This is your own fault. Why are you pissed?
Yeah, no shit. You're an idiot.
Because I had to give up. I had to give in. If I had just gotten a fucking map at the guard shack like I expected, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
I don't need no fucking CB radio. I don't need no backup gear. I don't need water. I just need a map and a truck.
You should have chopped up that tree.
But I didn't
that
have the
down.
Map.
It was that one down tree that ruined everything.
I didn't have a chainsaw.
Yeah, you should have brought a chainsaw.
And apparently you should have brought 50 extra gallons of fuel.
Yep.
If one tank can't get you through the entire North Woods.
Yeah. So.
Well, congrats on.
I don't know. Like, I like the idea of that challenge. And I'll tell you, there's not many ways to challenge yourself driving anymore. And that is certainly a challenge, especially in that weather with those kind of time constraints and no map.
Right.
Yeah, it's certainly an excellently retarded challenge. Like the people that decide they're going to fucking boat across the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, except I was alone.
Ah, there's that one girl, right? That tried to like sail around the world and she died.
No.
Yeah, like her and her father or something.
Oh, was her father there too? Well, glad he didn't die because that would have fucked up my plans.
Well, yeah. I wasn't too worried about what I was worried about was like not dying necessarily, but like having to walk for miles and miles and then figure out how to keep living. That's what I was worried about. Like dying, at least that has a
right.
It wouldn't take long.
Yeah,
well, yeah. But once you're still living, you're like, God, this surviving, it's so annoying.
Yeah, it would be cold and boring.
It would be cold. Yeah.
You'd have to find that moose carcass and
crawl
into it to survive, like on Planet Hoth.
But I don't know. I mean, it's fun to a point. I don't regret doing it.
No?
No.
Well, yeah, I guess since you didn't die.
Dude, and I had a lot of fun in the truck, too, like especially on some of those back roads, like the back ones.
Yeah.
Like I was like rock crawling, and then I was like driving on like kind of like when we went four-wheeling, those four-wheeling trails.
Yeah.
I was sliding all over the place and got jumped the truck a few times. And then on the way to your house on Thursday, the exhaust broke apart on the truck. And I thought, I bet I know what that's from.
Yep. Good job, Steve.
Hours and hours of
super
the truck
rough
shaking
roads,
and
yeah.
bumping. Yeah.
Yeah, because you just recently repaired the exhaust on that.
Yeah, but it was a half ass repair.
Clearly.
Well,
is that where it broke?
It's a weird clamp, yeah.
My goodness. Well, glad you're alive.
Any other topics?
I don't think so.
Good.
I think that's it.
So what do you guys want to do tonight?
We'll save up for next week topics.
What do you guys want to do tonight?
I don't know.
Well, I thought we were going
to
go see a
movie. I would like to play ping pong.
Ping pong?
What the fuck? Yeah. Ping pong.
Where do you play ping pong?
I don't know. You're the city expert.
Yeah, it's not like there's a ping pong bar.
Well, why not?
Because it's too easy to lose paddles and balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not aware of any bars that have ping pong.
I want to play I want to play full-on tennis.
Do you want to go to Dave and Buster's?
Nah. I mean, sure.
Which is it, nah or sure?
I do.
Nah, sure.
I obviously do. I want to drop $40 in that basketball machine.
Okay. Well, let's go to Dave and Buster's then tonight.
Yeah, why not? We got to be alive enough to make our flight by like 6 p.m. tomorrow.
4:45. So
I thought it was 6.
Glad you're not in charge.
I'm pretty certain I looked at the email.
I honestly have no idea.
Oh, great. God
damn
it.
You stupid fuck.
It probably
it
is 6.
It says here 6:42 p.m.
Like 8.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
6:42 p.m., land at 8:24, drive 2 hours from Boston.
Where are you sleeping, Andrew?
Probably my house.
You're going to drive at 10:30 p.m.? Back to your house?
He's going to drive back to the
there
North Woods.
There might be an inch of snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
There's supposed to be snow.
I am terrified.
I got to email my plow person.
Of weather when it happens. It keeps me away.
Yeah, Andrew's he's just going to drive in the, you know, on the highway.
I'm
in
not
the
even
going to
use headlights.
He's going to be like, fuck this. I fucking braved the North Woods.
Andrew
and
purposely
survived.
Disconnects his brakes before he drives anywhere.
Just to prove to myself I can.
Yeah, we had a fun time today seeing all the places that Andrew has told his childhood stories of. Saw his house where
True.
He grew up and many of the roads that he's run from cops. And saw Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what do you think of Butler?
That's a shithole and a half. You are correct. It's very depressing looking. I can see why you wanted to leave.
I thought it was nice.
Because there was a Walmart.
I don't know. I'm not looking out the window. I can't tell the difference between nice and not nice, apparently.
I didn't think it was as...
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
If I see bricks, I think it's shitty.
Oh, yeah. Everything is brick, you were
saying. If I see laminate siding, I go, ooh, that's high quality.
Right.
I don't know. Bricks just remind me of an old building, and why do I want to live in an old brick building?
Yeah.
But putting laminate siding lasts only a few years, and you got to replace it. Whereas bricks
last
hundreds
centuries.
Of years.
Exactly. That's why all the buildings are old.
Yeah, because they're built better.
I guess. But I don't know.
Yeah, but how do you get a brick building?
What if the inside looks like it's antique and there's an old fireplace and you go, ooh.
There very well could be.
An old fireplace.
Yeah, that Well, I don't know. That might not be too bad.
Our new house has a weird fireplace in the back of the counter of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. A little fake.
Is it fake?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it the house gets gas.
I'm sure it's not real
gas,
fire. So. Yeah, you might be able to turn it on as a heater, like a gas.
Yeah, I think it's a gas flame, like it's an accent heater thing.
Yeah, it sort of just looked like a decorative. Yeah. Oh, you can
weird.
Drink wine here.
Ooh.
It is really, it's going to be weird moving shit into that house because the front door opens to stairs.
It's a split entry house. That's
yeah,
a common...
so you can either go up a little tiny flight of stairs or down to
like,
the basement.
I'm pretty sure half the homes from the 60s in Pittsburgh were split entry.
What's the point of that? It's weird. Why don't you just make the fucking house door?
Homes in New Hampshire like that too.
Oh.
It's so you don't have to excavate a full basement.
Oh, yeah.
You still get a
so.
Two-story house.
All right.
So you can still put a foundation that's halfway out of the ground.
Yeah. Mm.
Or if it's on a hill, it's a much easier way to build too.
Yeah. We have to get curtains. The person that lived there before us took everything.
Well, you wouldn't probably want someone's old curtains.
Yeah, I wouldn't
maybe
think
not,
so.
Yeah.
Like, there's some blinds
but there's
in
no
house.
Rods either. There's no curtain rods.
Show you a rod.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
That's true. I should steal all the curtain rods out of the house I live in now.
Sure.
Actually, I think I bought some. I don't know. Anyway, that's all the news that is news.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 307.
PickleTheGang.com/VIP if you want to sign up for the Private Channel Lounge. And then show up at PickleTheGang.com for emails. Send us an email and let us know how disappointed you are about us leaving New Hampshire. We're sad, too, that we have to leave all of our cool friends that we've made over the years. But it sucks to live in some place where you can't afford a house.
What do we do to convince Nick to move here?
Oh, I don't know.
Why would you want to move here?
I don't want to convince anyone.
Because we like you.
No! I wish people wouldn't like me so much.
Well, yeah, you certainly are good at accomplishing that.
I hate going for rides.
Why did you come
on
this trip?
Smoke on me.
Oh, well, that's because, yeah. Because fucking Andrew was like, well, it's 2 a.m. We're driving on the interstate. I'm going to have a cigarette and leave the window down for 25 minutes.
I need to stay awake. I'm driving.
Is that what you're doing? Jesus.
I'm
just sitting in the passenger seat going, go.
Well, the passenger side of the car is much colder than the driver's side.
I know, because the wind comes in and whirls around the car right into my back.
Well, whatever.
How was the trip for you, Nick? Boring as fuck?
About as bad, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't the worst 8 hours of my life.
Okay.
It was like a 3.
Yeah.
2.5. Bye.
All right, everybody. Have a good night. Rock on. Everybody keeps asking me if I'm moving to Pittsburgh, New Hampshire. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this without something to drink. Oh, no. He's being molested by the tard, and now he's getting his revenge.
Why is everyone so angry? It's like you're both like me, and the other one is my mom. I could just be live from the Marriott, not Marriott, Courtyard Residence Inn.
It's not a residence.
Cranberry Town, Town Cranberry, Township Drive. The woods of Cranberry, the Cranberry Woods.
I really think we should wait until we should, if we were in my room, we could just wait for the carpet cleaners to come, and it'd be hilarious.
Because we just hear vacuums in the background?
Right. Or we'd interview the idiot. I mean, I apologized several times to the black housekeeper, and she said, it's okay, but I don't think it was okay. I think she has. I'll tell it on the show. Oh, my God, that just went out live, is what my brain just said.
Okay.
Well, I don't get it.
I don't know. It was kind of funny.
I tried it, but I didn't get it.
It's funnier in context, maybe.